now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Andy Thomas.
And I'm Mitch McMorrow. Today on the show, PEP and PREP.
Pep and Prep, yeah. As part of our two show special covering World AIDS Day, today we're going to speak to Greg Owen about the two of them.
And Tom Marshman is hanging on the line with some event users for us.
All coming today right here on Shout Out. Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Tom.
How are you?
I'm very well. Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, not bad, mate. Not bad, mate. New studio. So I think I've got you connected all right.
Hello,
you
Tom.
Can hear us okay.
Hello.
You,
this is Mitch.
And hello, Steph.
Good evening, everybody. So, there's a lovely fresh smell in here, like new carpet glue.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
So. Oh, the screwdriver, I call it.
Now, we're a slightly different type of show this week, because we know Tom, lovely Tom. We've known you for years, haven't we, mate? You've got an awful lot of events coming on from what I've been reading. Do you want to give us a kind of idea what you're up to?
Well, the main thing that I'm leading up to, which is the Saturday event, which is the screening of Pink Narcissus at the Arnolfini. But it's not just a screening of the film. The film is interrupted by performances from Liz Clark, Panic Lab, and Paul Hurley as well.
Cool.
So it's a performance night with a screening night with a difference.
So is this all under the banner of Beacons, Icons and Icons?
Yeah, it's definitely a Beacons, Icons and Icons event.
And have I got that the right way round? Is that the way it is? It's not Icons and Icons, Icons, Icons. It's.
I mean, it's interchangeable, really. Oh, but,
it's fluid. It's
well
fluid,
done,
isn't it, Tom?
It's fluid.
I thought of that because I wrote it down
no
one way. Mary
you.
Wrote it down another way, and we thought, well, we got Tom on the phone. I'll just ask him. He's the expert. So.
What sort of things are they performing then, Tom? It's going to be interactive or. Just watching.
Well, the film itself is filmed. It was made in 1970, and it's quite. It was filmed on Super 8. So it's hyper color, and it's the memoirs of a New York rent boy. But we've got artists that are responding to that film, either directly through, like one artist is like using a cue of a phone call to then go on to present ideas of what that imagined conversation might be on the phone, or other performers are just using the imagery from there. There's a great Matador jacket, and some people are using that one in their show.
Fantastic. Mm. So can people expect a lively, colourful performance?
We're setting it up like a cabaret night, really. So everyone will be sitting around little tables.
Oh, fun.
We've got a special cocktail that the Arnolfini Bar have made for us, which is called a Pink Narcissus, which is obviously pink and kind of kitsch. And so people can have a drink and sit down, watch the film, and then watch these sort of performances, which will be in the space as well, really. And I'm the compare, so I'll be comparing everything.
I like those where you kind of like cabaret style around the tables.
Yeah,
it's like you're part of the whole show, isn't it?
It's nice and informal, isn't it? And
it
does relax people because obviously, you know, that might bring up some issues for people around, you know, rent boys and male prostitution and things. So, you know, yeah, it's sounds lovely. So when is it?
It's on Saturday. It's at the Arnolfini. It starts at 8 o'clock and it's only £5.
Oh, bargain. That's quite cheap, yeah. Especially for a Saturday. That's a most cheap one, I think.
It is.
And the Arnolfini.
Well, because we've got this
well,
Arts Council funding, we wanted to just to keep the price down as much as low as possible. So we're still paying the artists what we think they deserve, but we're also giving, you know, the audiences that come a really good value for money, and they get to see the film, and you can't even go to the film to, you know, you can't even go to see James Bond for more than 15 quid or something like that. So so yeah, you definitely get value for money.
Oh yeah, well, you've got
this year as well, we're working with Osborn.
Yes,
who are a festival, and they run a festival this year. It's around makeup and identity, construction of identity. And so the sort of themes really seem to fit in quite well. And so together we've kind of joined forces, and we're running a makeup workshop together as well.
That's fabulous.
So yeah. That's this Saturday at the Arnolfini, and the tickets are £5. If people want to buy, do you have to buy them in advance, or can they just turn up?
Well, I would recommend buying them in advance from the Arnolfini box office.
Cool.
Because we've got capacity for about 60 people, but yeah, if you don't feel inclined to get on that phone or that website, then just turn up, and I'm sure we'll find a space for you.
Cool.
Do you think you'd like the crowd to wear anything sort of colourful and kitsch as a requirement?
It would be nice. It would be nice, but I just want people to feel comfortable in their own skin. So if they want to dress up, then that's fine. If they just want to wear black and, you know, watch the colour, then that's also fine too.
Well, listen, I know all the events are actually posted up on Shoutout's website as well. So if you want to see what's listed and the like, you can go to shoutoutradio.lgbt and have a look at the events section. We've made sure that they're all up there. We'll also, I think all the ticket links are up there as well. But basically, it's arnolfini.org.uk that you want to buy a ticket in advance. So, listen, Tom, it's been lovely to catch up with you again, and best of luck with the event on Saturday.
And
thank you very much for phoning in to talk to us about it. And we'll have to catch up with you for your next one. You do seem to get up to quite a few, so it's nice to actually talk to you. So.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm constantly busy. Yeah. I'm working in London tonight doing a cabaret night. So,
oh, very nice.
It'll be nice when I get back to Bristol.
Yeah,
are you phoning us from London, aren't you?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Well done, Tom. And hopefully, one of us will make it down to see your Beacons, Icons, and Dicons event.
Yeah. Cool. It'd be great to see you there.
Cool. Thanks, mate. We'll catch you soon.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
Oh, that sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Yes.
I do like those where you are all sat around the little tables and, you know.
Can see if I can get out of.
Are you supposed to be doing something on Saturday?
Well, you know, I am working on Saturday myself, actually. But, yes, I would like to go down there. So, you know. Yeah. Want to go down there, Steph?
That's a bit harsh, having to work on a Saturday,
Mitch. Well, above and beyond youth and community workers, see?
Yes. Always on duty.
24/7.
The bit I'm not liking work at the moment, it's got to the point where I'm waking up in the morning in the dark.
Yes.
Isn't that awful?
Yes, it can be. So,
it's nice that this time of year, because of course you've got Christmas to look forward to.
And we're going to bed in the dark as well, aren't we?
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Oh, you said the C word. I can't believe it.
So, yes. No, you get a slap normally in a minute. I'm surprised you didn't slap him. You're closer
I'm
than I am.
I'm too far away, Steph.
No, I am going to take one liberty, because I'm going to say a very happy birthday to my gorgeous hubby Carl, who is turning 40 tomorrow.
So say happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Oh, we're going to continue.
Oh, sorry, I was. Happy birthday, Carl.
Oh, dear, I don't know. So, anyway, we'll be back in a minute when we'll be catching up with Steph and getting some events, because there's more than just Beacons, Icons, and Dicons going on, isn't
there? Just a bit.
Yeah, so we'll be back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
I love it when I put the microphone out and catch someone out because they're humming along.
Yeah, it's usually me.
That's catchy, isn't it?
So that's stuck.
Look what I found.
Oh,
and that's by Kyra Emeralds.
In the aisles of Walmart.
Oh, Steph. Just for your viewers, for listeners, she's opening a packet of M&A's.
This is not food.
It's a brand new studio.
Oh,
and
Andy's
station manager's outside.
Tell me what you're saying.
Andy's being a stickler.
Do you know what they've invented? Pop tarts that've got bacon in them.
Bacon.
Yes. Oh, that doesn't sound right.
Bacon or fake bacon?
No idea. I didn't try it.
Okay.
Anyway,
take the M&Ms away from me.
What do you think?
Oh, So then, Steffi. Hello.
Hello.
It's Out Shout.
Nom noms.
What? Nom noms.
Nom noms.
She likes the M&Ms. I don't.
I do. I prefer the peanut ones.
That's what I was expecting.
Other sugar coated sweets are available.
I was distracted trying to figure out the computer. So I'm getting the hang of it slowly. It's only second week in this new studio. So you got green M&Ms. What are green M&Ms?
Green? No, they're not.
No, they're all
crispies.
Yeah, it's crispy, like a honeycomb crispies. Middle. Yeah.
Oh right. Oh,
yeah, but they have some weird ones. I got a bag of pretzel M&Ms at home.
Ooh.
I've seen them in America. That doesn't sound right.
It's odd, pretzel ones. Yeah. No, it's not right, is it? Pretzels aren't covered in.
If they're putting bacon in Pop Tarts, then bacon M&Ms.
Do you know breakfast
it's
at yours
world,
sounds?
Steph. It's the end of the world.
Breakfast at Steph sounds like quite an interesting experience, really, doesn't it? So anyway, right, events, please, Steph. What have you got for us for Out Shout?
Well, I thought I'd mention the new film Carol because that's opening tonight in the UK and especially at the Watershed in Bristol. And they've got the director there tonight giving Q&As.
Oh, fun!
Great.
But unless you live next door to the Watershed, you're not going to get there in time.
Oh, why?
Half past seven.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, well, you're 18 minutes past, 90 minutes past now.
The good news is it's on the Watershed for the next 2 weeks and it should be on general release. Directed by Todd Haynes, who will be at the Watershed tonight. Stars Kate Blanchett, who they reckon will be up for an Oscar for her role in this movie. It's co-starring Rooney Mara, Sarah Paulson and Kyle Chandler. It's based in New York in 1952. And I must have been in my mum's tummy then. I was.
Why? Yeah. Sorry, I'm adjusting
that's
mics
right.
at the same time.
You're carrying out maintenance work, aren't you? Yes. So it is in New York in 1952. I've had a little preview. If you tune into Film 4 and E4, you'll see that they're giving 15-minute plugs to the movie with interviews of the stars and the director. The cinematography looks absolutely superb. It was filmed on Super 16mm, can you believe? I mean, really old-school stuff.
Good Lord, that is really old-school stuff, isn't it?
Yes, but the cinematography is superb. It really is. It's about the older woman, which is Kate, and the younger woman.
Which is Nommie.
Yes.
Nommie.
That'd
be like Nom-Nom.
Yeah.
A bit so like the M&Ms.
There's quite an age gap going on here, but it's a very romantic movie about the older woman and the younger woman. And I don't think they start off to be in a gay relationship. I think it just it's
love,
it's organic. I think that's the right word. Is that a good word for Shout Out?
Yeah, organic. I think you can say organic in this studio.
Yes, I think so as well.
I'm not saying a thing. I always get in trouble. Go on, carry on.
No. It's what I say after you've said something.
Oh, yeah.
Gets you into trouble.
No. Quit while you're ahead. You haven't said anything yet. Go on.
Oh, give me time.
So, any others?
Glitzy Girls is on tonight.
Oh, Queen Shilling.
Yes, Queen Shilling. So, get on down to that. If you're close to Bristol, it's going on to probably 4 a.m, so you've got plenty
of time
to wear your
Bristol Bear Bar, you've got SWRM with DJ Daddy. That's on tomorrow.
It's at the Palace first off from 4 o'clock. 4 till 8. Swarm is Southwest Rubbermen, in case you want to know.
Okay, I didn't know.
It's a social meet for guys who want to get together and but be out in their rubber. So, but it's not compulsory, and you can turn up from 4 o'clock tomorrow at the Palace until 8. And then from 8, it moves across to the Bristol Bear Bar where DJ Daddy's performing.
So you've got to walk across Old Market Street.
Yeah, you've got to walk really far, right across the road from one to another. Yeah,
And miss the bus.
Yeah. So, but both venues do have changing. If you want to change into rubber when you get there, so it's not something everyone always wants to walk around town in.
Does it not chafe?
But rubber, no.
Well, it does if you walk around too much without talcum powder.
I was just wondering.
So maybe come along and find out.
Maybe we should sit doing a show in rubber one week.
Oh, God, dear. Can you imagine? I don't think I'd stop laughing.
Probably not. Oh, that would be a good show.
I can't.
And
you're
not able to say anything.
We can also put the pictures up on the website.
We'll never get Mary in a dress. We also will never get Mary in rubber, I can assure you of that.
I'm game for it, Mary. I think that you should try it too.
Cool, right, okay.
Do you want me to finish now?
Yeah, go on.
We've got Raven, Southern Hibernation, Underbear Raven at at the Bear Bar?
No, it's at the
December the 6th, that one.
Yeah, that's a week after. That's right. Fair. It's hibernation that week, actually. We will be talking about it.
Right, okay.
Hibernation is next weekend, not this weekend. Right. So we'll talk about all the events for that next week. They're sending us all the details, so they'll come through this week for us. So.
Thing to do is go and see Carol.
Yes. But as always, all the events are on our website, shoutoutradio.lgbt/events. So, but thank you very much, Steph.
Thank you, Steph.
Oh, my button's broken. No.
Do you want me to sing the next song?
Of course, I bet you can.
What is it? What is it, Andy?
No, it's
we could do a rendition.
It's the outro jingle, look.
Oh. Hey, this is Rick Koff from Where the Bears Are, and you're listening to Shout Out.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
Stay with us. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Greg Owen about PEP and PrEP and the differences. And all lots of questions asked because it's HIV Awareness Week. And, of course, in a couple of days, it's World AIDS Day. So you're listening to Shout Out.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's from Adele's new album. That's called The Sweetest Devotion.
Loving the brand new album,
25, has just come out, literally. So
We need to dedicate that to Ivan, who's listening. I think he's in Boston at the moment.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, and he loves that album.
He's somewhere tropical, Ivan.
Boston's not going to be tropical this time of year.
Globe-trotter.
Ivan's in tropical Boston.
Tropical Boston.
It's going to be a bit cold.
Sorry, I know there's probably a lot of Irish in Boston, apparently.
Apparently.
Well, we've got an Irishman in the studio. So, have you ever been to Boston, Greg?
Unfortunately not.
No. I bet your family has.
Perhaps.
I know mine has.
Now, you may or may not be aware, but at the moment this is HIV Awareness Week, and I think it's a couple of days, isn't it? It's World AIDS.
World AIDS Day, the first. Yeah.
It's coming up rapidly. And we're actually doing a two-part special. This is the first of two shows that we're going to do, focusing more on it. And next week we're going to be talking to a chap who was one of the more earlier diagnosed people about his experiences. But Greg Owen, who is in the studio with us now, welcome to you, Greg. You've come all the way up from London, which is really kind of you to travel all that way.
No problem.
Would it be fair to... you told me off calling you an activist earlier. what would you describe yourself
as?
I'm embracing activist. I like campaigner, but I'll go with activist. I'm gonna own that now.
Cool. Well, we've asked Greg to come all the way up here so that we can have a conversation about PEP and PrEP, which, if you aren't aware, are two drugs related to HIV, and we'll cover what they are. Now, it is important to point out that throughout the conversation, we're not trying to purport these as an alternative to safe sex. Whenever you're having sexual intercourse, you really should be using a condom if you can, or some form of protection. But these are new drugs, and a lot of people aren't aware of what they are. So probably best off to start off with what is PEP and PrEP?
Okay, thank you for that. Yes, just first of all, to clarify something on PEP, to clarify something on PrEP, PrEP is not an either or. It's not either PrEP or a condom. It's an extra HIV protection. Yeah. So the main difference between PEP and PrEP, PEP, if you like, is the morning after pill if you've been exposed to HIV. So if you've had possible exposure to HIV and you can get yourself to an any department or a clinic within 72 hours, they can put you on a month of treatment, which is pretty much HIV medication treatment. It's actually the same treatment that I'm on, based Truvada and Ritalgavir. And they can put you on that month of treatment that will suppress the virus enough to most of the time keep you HIV negative. So it's in effect the morning after pill for HIV exposure.
It's correct me if I'm wrong, it's not 100% guaranteed, though, is
it? Not 100%.
It's a big defence that we didn't have before.
Better than nothing, put it that way. Any protection or any proactive or reactive, in this case, measure to help keep yourself HIV negative is better than nothing. So no, nothing in science or medicine or the human body is 100%, but it's very effective. Best to be proactive, though, and safe.
But it is in the 72 hours is a big, important thing, isn't it? If you leave it a week, it's
best if you think you've been exposed to HIV, infectious HIV, then it's best for you to get there within 24 hours. Don't mull it over. Don't think about it. Don't deal in guilt or shame or what if. It happened. It happens to everyone. Be proactive. Be responsible and get yourself to a clinic or an A&E department. So the 72 hours, that's the maximum, but ideally within 24 hours.
Cool. So you know an awful lot. What's your background in this then, Greg?
So my background was, I have a lot of HIV positive friends and have done for a long time. And I was in a situation where a previous partner became HIV positive outside of our relationship a few years ago, and that ruined our relationship, and he just couldn't cope with it. And after we split up, we weren't in touch anymore, and I wanted to reconcile that situation with myself. Something wasn't right. So I went on a big HIV anti-stigma drive to try and change the world that he had to live in as a positive guy a little bit. I just needed to try to readdress the balance, because really in this day and age, we should be able to live HIV equal.
And it is a big issue, because there is still an awful lot of stigma around being HIV positive.
There is, but it's, you know, I'm going to clarify a few things. I'm not sure how many people know about what being undetectable means, but if you're HIV positive and you're on effective ART, antiretroviral therapy, and you take your meds regularly, for your blood can go to an undetectable level of active virus within 4 weeks, as happened with me. Now, it takes about 3 to 6 months after starting ART for the rest of the fluids in your body, i.e. the seminal fluid and groin fluid, to reach an undetectable level of viral load. But once you reach that point, say 3 to 6 months down the line, if you're undetectable and you take your meds regularly, daily, the chances of you passing on HIV to a negative person are practically impossible. Yeah. Again, nothing in science or the human body is 100%, but practically impossible.
And this is why we're seeing an awful lot of advertising now around, you know, get tested and find out, because it's usually when you don't know that you have it that you're most likely to pass it on to other people.
Well, I got diagnosed on the 12th of August this year, and I would have to say, because I was HIV aware and I had no qualms about sleeping with a HIV positive undetectable person, here's the thing, if you think about it this way, I caught HIV from a HIV negative person. Pretty much safe to say. I caught HIV from someone who didn't know they had it because their viral load was high, and I maybe had condomless, or well, I definitely had condomless and unprotected sex, and that's how I caught HIV. Not from someone who was positive, from someone, well, obviously someone who was technically positive, but he thought he was negative.
Yeah.
So this is obviously, you know, a big positive drug that's going to be out there now.
We're talking
available.
About PrEP now, yeah.
Yes. Well, that was going to be next. Yes. Yeah. We've said what PEP is.
PEP is PEP.
What is PrEP?
So PrEP is something that you can take as an extra HIV protection. It's there are three different ways to take PrEP, but the best and most trusted and most with the best results from studies is to take PrEP daily. That's your one pill a day, and that offers you again. Okay, to put it in context, I hate using percentages and I hate making big, bold statements, but I can give you some facts, which is no one that adhered to PrEP a pill a day became HIV positive. Some people
within the study, is it?
Yes, during the PROUD study. Now, some people within those studies, both in America and our current PROUD study in the UK, have become HIV positive, but those are people who didn't adhere to the drugs, people who didn't stick to taking the drug.
Right.
So,
and there's this other thing that I was just reading that some people, do you think some people might abuse the system for the morning after pill? There's a clinic hopping.
Oh, you're actually
phenomena.
I'm just wondering how
seriously people are going to take.
Okay, you're referring to an article I actually wrote on my blog, Greg Owen WordPress blog. I sat on that article for a couple of years. It was brought to my attention at a chill out actually when I was discussing PrEP as a HIV protection, and I just happened to mention that I thought it was a really, really good idea, but it's not currently available. You can't get it on the NHS, and I didn't know about importing generic PrEP. And a guy at this chill out said to me, I'm actually on PrEP. And I was like, well, that's impossible. I know that's nonsense. And he said, no, you can get PrEP because basically, and there is a way to work the system to get Truvada because it forms part of PEP. Now, I'm not saying you should do that. Yeah, you should.
We should explain Truvada is the
Truvada is branded PrEP.
It's a branded name of PrEP.
So that's one of the. If you were on the PEP, which is the morning after pill, if you were on PEP, Truvada is one of the three pills a day that you take. So in effect, yes, you could go and get yourself some free PEP. I'm not saying that everyone should do that. That's not particularly ethical, but there is a way of working the system to do it. That's but. I can't.
So the reason, that. No, we must point out. Don't do that, please. If you're listening,
please don't do that.
But so, what is the current status with PrEP? Is it available? Is it something? Can I go to my doctor and get PrEP? Or
okay,
can I go buy it somewhere or go down to the clinic or something?
There are several answers to this. I'll try to make it as clear as possible. If you go to a doctor who is PrEP aware, who understands what PrEP is and who's well enough versed on it, you can go to that doctor and you can ask for a prescription. Now, they may give you the prescription for free, or because you're asking for something that is not necessary straight away, so it's a preventative measure, they may charge you a fee for issuing that prescription. But that's perfectly doable if you go in and you have a good relationship with your doctor. Then the problem is that you have to convert that prescription into drugs, and it's not something, i.e. PrEP. And it's Truvada, the branded PrEP, is not something your local Boots or your Superdrug stock. So you have to go to a specialist pharmacist or a private pharmacist or a pharmacist within a private practice, and they can charge you, obviously, their cost price and whatever premium on top of that they want. Now, the NHS, there's one NHS clinic that provides PrEP. It's 50 16th Street, and they can provide you...
In London, is it?
In London, in 50 16th Street in London, and they can issue you PrEP as part of the only NHS PrEP clinic in the UK, and they don't sell it on for a profit. They will sell it to you at cost price, which currently for the NHS is £400 for 30 pills.
And 30 pills is it a pill a day?
So only 10, is that 10 days?
No. PrEP is 3 pills.
Oh, 3 pills
a day.
Okay.
And PrEP, P-R-E-P, is 1 pill a day.
Okay.
There are 2 different ways of taking PrEP. I'd rather not talk about those now. I'd rather direct people to my website to read a bit more about them, because I'm really, really focusing on daily PrEP. So it's £400 for 30 pills, which will last you a month. You can source generic PrEP from my website. You can do some research on it first. You obviously have to go to a clinic. You need to feed into our healthcare system. You will be supported. It's difficult for them, but they will try to help you as much as they can. And you can buy 30 pills of generic PrEP. You can import that for £45 a month. So it's a significant saving.
Absolutely.
Now, there is a slight caveat with that we were talking about before, in just going off and trying to do your own thing, because we were talking about it earlier. If you're HIV positive and you don't know it and you start taking PrEP, it can actually do more harm than good.
The biggest, most important thing about starting PrEP is that you need to make sure that you're HIV negative. Now, you are presuming that you're HIV negative at this point because you're looking for PrEP, so you think you're negative. Now, here's the thing. Go to the clinic and get tested. The only reason why you need to make sure that you're definitely negative is if you introduce Truvada while you're HIV positive. That's not enough. That one Truvada pill a day, the one PrEP pill a day, is not enough to suppress the virus. But what it does is the virus starts to become aware of that drug in your system. And when you start to take a Truvada-based combination therapy or ART, the HIV is already resistant to it. So that's the problem. However, if you think that PrEP is for you and you go and you get a HIV test and you're negative outside of the window period, so 3 months after your last risky experience, start PrEP, it'll keep you negative. However, if you're positive, here's the thing. To start PrEP, you need to make sure you're HIV negative. Now, if you go and it's a little bit late, you're positive, it's not the end of the world. You'll be okay. You'll be more than okay. I think I'm proof of that. But what that does is, this is the extra wicked double-prong thing about PrEP. If you're responsible enough to want to take care of your HIV negative status and you're positive, you're going to find out earlier than maybe you would have if you're putting off a test. You get diagnosed, exactly, the sooner you get diagnosed, the better. And the sooner you start treatment, the better. And the sooner you become undetectable, you will not be able to pass on the virus. Yeah. It's a great thing. PrEP, there's no loss to PrEP, really. There's no lose situation.
So it's more about people having an awareness about their own status within that then, and being more responsible about taking care of themselves.
Well, even if you don't want to consider PrEP as extra HIV protection, just know your status. This is the thing. I mean, nobody sets out, very few people set out to catch HIV. Listen, HIV happens, you got unlucky, okay? Now, if everyone who took a risk or a gamble got unlucky, we'd all have HIV. You know, accidents happen. It's just, we're human, accidents happen. But just be responsible, take care, try to maintain, whether you're HIV positive or HIV negative, try to maintain good sexual health. So get tested regularly.
But it is also worth pointing out, of course, that PrEP is only about HIV. It doesn't protect you from any other sexually transmitted infections. So the age old, and I'm sure if THT were here, they'd say the same, is regular testing. At least then you know, and if you get anything, you can deal with it. And hopefully, especially for the less serious ones, you can usually get it treated straight away. So
that's a great point. I mean, that again is another benefit of PrEP. With PrEP, you need to feed into 3 months. Every 3 months, you need to go for a HIV test. So let's call it quarterly. You need to have a HIV test. So if you have picked up any other STIs within those 3 months, well, most people only go for a full sexual health screening every year. So if you're going four times a year, if you've caught something, we're going to diagnose it quicker. We're going to treat it quicker. Yeah. We won't pass it on. Yeah. It's great. And that's an extra benefit of PrEP. You feed into a healthcare system.
HIV's taken an awful leap forward over the last couple of weeks. Charlie Sheen came out, didn't he?
He did.
I watched the interview on NBC with his doctor, who was looking after him, telling him about the meds he was on. So I think the awareness has just lifted.
I think Charlie Sheen, he's a game changer. To see someone like Charlie Sheen, who's a straight, white, playboy male, here's the thing, if you ask a lot of straight guys, Charlie Sheen, he has Playboy bunny girlfriends. He has a model on his arm. He's a little bit hedonistic. I mean, I don't particularly associate with him, but here is a man who sits so far outside of what you would imagine the stereotypical HIV victim, if you like, the typical person who will catch HIV. Charlie Sheen is so far away from that. Yet Charlie Sheen, it was not a great situation for him. No one should be forced to disclose their status. But what he did it with a lot of pride and a lot of dignity, and he did it with a lot of humility. And I think that no one should have to do it that way, but I think his example was admirable.
Well, he was getting blackmailed, of course,
That's completely unacceptable.
Which is, another question.
Well, it's one of those that you could talk about for hours. Yeah. It's brilliant to actually have someone come in who can give a bit more info about it. So if you're listening and you want to know more, Greg, you've got a website, haven't you, where people can find out a lot more about
it? iwantprepnow.co.uk. Prep, P-R-E-P. iwantprepnow.co.uk. Thanks, guys.
So, go check it out. Whatever you do, please make sure you do some research before you just go do something. Don't just jump into it. Even if you want to go down the clinic and ask them their advice or look at Greg's website, do some research. Don't just jump into something, will you? So, listen, Greg, it's been lovely having you here.
Thank you
we're going to speak to you again in the new year, I believe, for one of our After Dark shows.
I'll make sure I bring my rubber.
Yes.
That's wedding bells, I hear.
Thanks, Greg.
Listen, have a safe journey back, and we'll catch up with you again in the new year. Stay with us. News and headlines are up next. We'll be back. You're listening to Shoutouts.
The Shoutout Podcast.
Good old Take That. And the Floods. I haven't heard that one for a while.
Good old Boys. That was the gay song, wasn't it?
For was
the
it?
Floods. Yeah, do you remember?
When was we it got a gay song?
Because we got accused of creating the floods, didn't we?
Right.
No one made that tenuous link apart from me.
Very tenuous.
I don't know.
I thought they were just rallying support for us, that's why.
Rallying support.
Floods.
I don't know.
Don't blame the gays.
Anyway, Matthew's here. How are you, mate?
Very good, thank you.
So, have you got some nice headlines for us?
I've got some a mixture of headlines.
No, that was the wrong phrase to use.
Yeah, if you work in news, not all news is good news.
I'll just shut up and play your jingle, it's fine. he says, this button doesn't always work, No, look.
You have the chorus, studio chorus. This is Shoutout News on Thursday, the 26th of November, 2015. The government has confirmed it will review the ban on gay and bisexual men donating blood. At the moment, in England, Wales and Scotland, men who have sex with men are deferred from giving blood for 12 months. A permanent ban remains in Northern Ireland and is the subject of ongoing legal action. Activists have previously complained about the rules introduced at the height of the AIDS crisis and that they do not reflect modern screening capabilities. The Tory MP Michael Fabricant, who backs the Freedom to Donate campaign, has pointed out that promiscuous straight people are free to donate under the current rules, while gay people in monogamous relationships are banned. The Public Health Minister, Jane Ellison, today confirmed that a review of the policy will take place amid calls to move to a risk-based system as operated in other countries. She told Parliament making sure that the blood supply is safe is an absolute priority. Campaigners have welcomed the news. Sean Griffin from the Terence Higgins Trust said the safety of the blood supply must come first, but the one-year ban and the information the decision was based on is out of touch with the reality of conditions like hepatitis C and HIV in 2015. The review will take place next year. Bristol commemorated Transgender Day of Remembrance on Thursday, the 20th of November, with a special ceremony at City Hall. The trans flag was raised and the city's Lord Mayor, Claire Campion-Smith, gave a speech in which she referenced the recent death of Vicky Thompson while being held in a male prison.
I think this is really a significant action that we are doing today, because we know that across the world, a great many people who are transgender are suffering. There have been many murders. There is much pain. We also know that within our own country, although we have made some significant strides, nevertheless, only recently somebody committed suicide because they did not feel that their needs were being addressed.
Bristol's Lord Mayor Claire Campion-Smith. Meanwhile, Kerry Caramel, organiser of the successful petition to have trans woman Tara Hudson held in a prison appropriate for her gender, has been in touch with supporters. She has organised a much wider petition via campaign's website change.org following the death of Vicky Thompson. Kerry points out that the current Minister for Prisons is a Conservative MP called Andrew Sellers, who opposed many reforms of benefit to the LGBT population, including the repeal of Section 28. Visit change.org for the full statement and the petition details. Indonesia's health ministry has been forced to apologise for falsely claiming that HIV can be transmitted through a number of different ways. Hundreds of posters claiming HIV can be passed on through food, saliva, sweat, mosquito bites, swimming, and even sneezing were placed in busy trains in the country's capital, Jakarta, last weekend. However, the posters, which were originally designed to quash myths surrounding the virus, were swiftly removed after a public outcry saw thousands of commuters complain. A senior ministry official attempted to place the blame on the printing company. He claimed that they had missed out the word "not" before failing to get approval from health officials. And he stressed it was an honest printing mistake. Mistake or not, thousands of people took to Twitter to criticise the error, with many claiming the government had encouraged myths around the virus in a country where over 600,000 Indonesians are estimated to be currently living with HIV. In the run-up to World's AIDS Day, the gays men's health charity GMFA has published a video of men who took part in an HIV-laid-bare photo shoot, reading actual hurtful and stigmatising messages sent to HIV-positive men on dating and hookup apps. Most importantly, the models gave educational responses to the abusive messages. Chief Executive of GMFA, Matthew Hodson, said, "We've seen that education can have a positive impact on the way that people treat those of us with HIV. Understanding the benefits of treatment and the impact that an undetectable viral load has on transmission risk helps to dispel ignorance and fear." International charity Rainbow World Fund has released a statement saying that recent atrocities have left them shocked and sickened, yet we refuse to give up hope. The charity seeks to mobilise the love and support of the LGBT communities for the benefit of humankind everywhere, the environment and animals. For the past 9 years, the charity has presented the Rainbow World Fund World Tree of Hope as a symbol of global unity, peace and hope. Located in San Francisco City Hall, this year's World Tree of Hope will be graced by thousands of origami cranes inscribed with wishes for the future of the world. The crane is a symbol of peace in some Eastern religions, and you can submit your wish for the Tree of Hope via the charity's website. Each wish will be printed, folded into a crane, and placed on the tree throughout December. Finally, camp icon Christopher Biggins and chat show host Matthew Wright are encouraging men, gay, straight, or trans to raise money for bowel cancer awareness by taking part in, wait for it, Decembeard. Yes, if you are able to grow a beard like Santa, or even just a little pointy Trotsky beard, then they encourage you to log on to decembeard.org for further information. Biggins and Wright note that someone is diagnosed with bowel cancer every 15 minutes, but that 90% of cases are highly treatable if caught early. So then, men, you should be able to get growing and raise cash for charity. That website again, decembeard.org. For these stories and more, check out the website at shoutoutradio.lgbt. For Shoutout News, this is Matthew Tosh.
Shoutout News. Shout Out News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Ah, December. That'll go away great with hibernation in a couple of weeks' time, won't it?
Hi, I'm Corona, and you listen to Shout Out.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out
podcast. Oh, it's a bit like having a party. I like this one.
Yeah, that, I like
this
that
one. This is Sax. It's that by was, Fleur East.
Yes. Yes. She just did a performance with Sean Miley Moore as well at GAY, didn't she?
Oh.
And they had a boot off with their thigh-length boots, yeah.
Do you know we're two people short to have a party? There's only four of us. You need six to have a party.
Oh, no. Who said that?
It's official. Sure. I just did. Isn't that right?
Don't look at me. I'm looking at you. Is that official?
Can I actually say I've just found something that Sunday 29th of November is Square Dancing Day. Just saying.
Really? Is that opposed to circle dancing,
just,
though?
Just saying, yes.
Well, that we could do
thing.
With four people. We've got a square.
Yes, exactly. That's what. That's where I was going with that.
So we've got a square party.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the one thing we can't forget, is that right, is World AIDS Day next week.
Yeah, on 1st of December, isn't it?
So. Indeed.
Yeah, there's quite a lot up on our website that's happening there. So it's really great. If you haven't seen our new website, do check it out because it's great. You can even post your own events up there now. And there's an awful lot of people now starting to do that, which is brilliant. So if you're doing some event, whether it's World AIDS Day or for something else, go to shoutoutradio.lgbt/events.
That's it, and make me redundant.
Is it? Yeah. No, no. They give it to you to read out, Steph.
It also says here that it's Eat a Red Apple Day.
Oh, is it? Well. Are you looking up different...
I'm looking up different weird days of the year.
Turn your computer off, will you?
I like this. Interesting, weird and wonderful facts.
Eat a red apple.
Well, weird, yes. Weird and wonderful, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Tell Snow White.
But we have got an event, haven't we, at the Armada House in Baldwin Street on the 28th of November between 1 and 6. And there'll be speakers, entertainment... And Sing Out Bristol will be there.
Oh, yes, yes, they are.
So
yes.
Surely Carl will be there.
No, he's not. Well, it's his 40th birthday tomorrow, so he's being excused from doing it, so which you can't blame him for.
Of course.
Is he aware you've just outed his age on air?
Yeah, I know, yeah. Yeah, sorry, darling. Never mind. Kill me
great.
When I get home. I'll still give you your presents, I promise. So, anyway, that's it for today. If you want to find out more about us, or if you want any of the links and information that's been given out on the show, check out our new online home.
Which is shoutoutradio.lgbt, and that's where you can find us. Online podcast news, events and places.
We'll be back next week with part two of our double coverage for World AIDS Day, when we'll be learning what it's like, rather what it was like to be diagnosed in the early days of HIV. So join us for that. But from myself and the team, have a wonderful week, and we'll catch you next week. Say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.